It's time to go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times. One of the hits of the spring season is a British update of an 18th century Italian farce of the Commedia dell'arte. One Man, Two Governors, Richard Bean's adaptation of Carlo Goldoni's comedy, The Servant of Two Masters. The show originated at London's prestigious National Theatre under the direction of that company's leader, Nicholas Heitner, and the London cast, led by James Corden, has been brought along to Broadway. Charles, a British version of an Italian play. Sounds a little complicated, but do the ingredients blend well?
Well, they do. It's quite remarkable. In fact, I don't think most audiences would even know or care that it's based on an Italian play from the 18th century. It plays as a, you know, it's set in the 1960s. They've updated it and put it in Britain. But it's really quite funny on its own terms. I mean, it really feels like a completely original play.
James Corden's been nominated for a Tony for his role of the servant in the title. And his performance is really getting a lot of buzz. Is he as good as they say?
He's absolutely delightful. It's really one of the most endearing performances I've seen on the stage. There's a lot of fourth wall breaking, which is in the tradition of Commedia dell'arte, of course. And there's even a lot of audience participation, which normally sends a chill up my spine. But this is a rare show when I actually thought it was absolutely worthwhile, and I even wanted more.
There's music in this show, too, but it isn't a musical, is it?
No, interestingly, it got a nomination for Best Original Score in the Tonys, but it's actually not a musical. It has a band that's playing retro rock in between scenes. They're doing sort of, you know, early Beatles, and some of the characters in the show sort of play along with them. So it's sort of, it's spice, I would say. It's not really integrated into the show.
The show is a big smash in London. It's proving to be very popular in the U.S. Is there any difficulty with translating from British music hall style humor to American audiences?
Well, I mean, I think we have a certain amount of tradition of fairly slapstick humor in our, certainly in film and television, the Three Stooges, you know, Chaplin. You don't see a lot of it on stage because stage has become more rarefied, unless, of course, you count the schlocky musicals that are on all
well,
the time.
Well, and it's difficult to do, too.
Well, it is. It requires very precise timing and a certain kind of training. So, you know, I was pleasantly surprised at how well the audiences seemed to be warming to it. I mean, the audience I saw it with was pretty much uproarious from start to finish.
Nicholas Heitner's the leader of the National Theatre in London. He's shown incredible range in terms of the shows he's directed, from things such as The History Boys to Carousel. He won Tonys for those shows. Were you surprised that he was able to do this kind of show in addition to the other work that he's done?
Well, he has shown a remarkable range. He did the best Much Ado About Nothing I've ever seen with Simon Russell Beale and Zoe Wanamaker. He did London Assurance, which is actually adapted by Richard Bean, who wrote this. So I wasn't entirely surprised, but I was certainly satisfied to see that he could do this kind of real knockabout stuff quite so well.
One Man, Two Governors is at the Music Box Theater in New York, and each week we go around Broadway with Charles Isherwood of the New York Times here on WQXR.